Favorable early autumn weather will likely continue to occur across portions of the Midwest as we go forward through this next 10 days. Not much in the way of major soakings of rain will occur across the region, but brief periods of light precipitation intermixed with some dry weather will likely prevail. We do expect to see bouts of coolness still dominating this first week of the outlook, and a chance for some of the coolness to bring on some additional frost and some freeze potential. As far as a major freeze is concerned that would be threatening towards the production of soybeans that are still immature, that does not seem to be very likely. This morning, frost and freezes were common in the upper portions of the Midwest, from portions of eastern North Dakota and Minnesota into parts of Wisconsin and southward into northwest and west central portions of Iowa and even a portion of Nebraska. Most of the temperatures in this region were in the 30s. We did see some upper 20s and even some middle 20s occurring, especially in the northern parts of the production region, specifically in northern Minnesota. And a lot of the coldest temperatures, which were in the middle 20s, were mostly outside of key grain and oilseed production areas, but certainly it was notable the temperatures did get down to the range of 23 to 29 degrees in that particular region. The next few days will likely shift the coolest air around a bit, but we're going to see more 30-degree lows occurring on a fairly frequent basis. Tomorrow morning, 30-degree readings could occur down into portions of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, as well as northward from there into Michigan and Wisconsin. And we could see a couple of freezes. I don't think the freezes are going to be all that impressive, but there will be temperatures that will drop down to 30 degrees, maybe even a couple of readings of 29 or 28, but mostly the northern parts of the production region and not representative of the region as a whole. The frost that results from the coolness that is not likely to be all that detrimental for immature crops, but we will certainly see a little leaf mass damage just like we will see and hear about here this morning in the upper parts of the Midwest. After tomorrow morning, we'll likely shift the coolest weather back to the northwest so that Thursday morning, frost will occur along with some freezes in North Dakota and some neighboring areas of both South Dakota and Minnesota. On Friday morning, the upper Midwest will once again be under the gun for some frost and freeze conditions. And on during the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll likely see the coolest weather hanging around the Great Lakes region, possibly extending down into portions of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio. But the extreme lows, again, will be mostly in the 30s. I don't think we'll see too many areas that will see temperatures in the upper 20s, and for that reason, I can't get too excited about any kind of serious damage to the immature crops out there. Precipitation potentials in hard red winter wheat country will stay minimal for a while. That region still needs a significant amount of moisture, although the rain has fallen periodically, and there is some field work advancing across the region. And it's the question as to whether or not these crops will develop a good stand or not. They need to see more significant rainfall occur in a timely manner and temperatures that are seasonable in order to assure that the crops are relatively well established. Now, the forecast does generate a mild temperature pattern for the next week. 70s and even some 80s will occur, and we'll likely see a minimal amount of rain for at least the next 7 to 9 days. After that, in the latter half of next week, we'll have a good chance for some rain to develop in at least a portion of hard red wheat country, and for that matter, it will spread eastward across the heart of the Midwest as well. Prior to that event in the Midwest, we do expect some showers to occur in the eastern portion of the Midwest today, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and perhaps Michigan, and we'll likely see another chance for showers to occur Thursday and Friday as a reinforcing shot of cool air comes across the Midwest. Moisture totals in most cases will be under a half inch. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.